This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Jim from Football Social Daily, and thank you to Acast for picking us as the latest Acast Recommends podcast. Football Social is a new football podcast on the block, the only daily Premier League-focused podcast with all the latest news, analysis and gossip from the greatest football league in the world. And with a new episode out every day, it means we're always on the ball with the latest action from the Premier League. Find us in Acast or wherever it is you find your podcasts. Just search Football Social Daily and click subscribe.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon available on YouTube. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious and just pretty much perfect Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi. Well, we are here. We have a very special day. We're just going to dedicate it all to the Crappens mailbag. Just give it like a huge amount of love and just a... Whoa. Oh my God. Wow, what's...
Oh my God, what happened?
Oh wow, I guess there's apparently... It sounds like there's like a press conference.
Oh my God, there's a news conference.
And sounds like that's... Is that Bethany Frankel stepping up to the podium?
Bethany! Hi, Bethany!
Oh my God, what does Bethany have to say?
Yeah, hi. What's going on? What's the matter?
Oh,
what's happening? Thank you for all coming here. Yeah, thank you for all coming here to this press conference. I just want to say I have not had any fish in 3 weeks, so I'm alive. And you're welcome. I just donated a whole bunch of cotton swabs to Puerto Rico, so they're doing well. They can hear this, and I just love you all.
Yeah.
And
you're welcome. I just wanted to say I got back from the Amazon, you know, which is on fire right now. But I just want everyone to know that I flew over the Amazon and I threw diapers out of a private plane. So hopefully they're going to be doing great. Good luck with that fire, Amazon. Okay.
Also want to add that I think I found the culprit of who lit the Amazon on fire, and I think it's Carol Radziwill. So I think we should all be looking at her right now, because I think she started the Amazon on fire. Just saying it.
Excuse me. I'd like to make a statement, please.
Okay. You have to flow for a second, because you're probably going to die in a few seconds anyway.
Hi, I'm Carol Radziwill. You might know me from being friends with Kennedys and stuff like that. Not reality shows, which I'm above, but I just wanted to say I had nothing to do with the Amazon, and I was actually running right through there, training for a marathon!
See what she's doing right there? She's lighting a fire with it. She's so dry. She's so dry, she lights fires everywhere she goes. Okay, speaking of Amazon, I have some new skinny girl jeans. They're available on Amazon right now for $449 per pair. Actually, per leg. Each leg is $400 if you want both legs. Obviously, we encourage that. It's $900. Okay, just pay.
Yeah, we've gone up in our skinny jean sizes because people were getting mad. So now skinny jeans represents everybody in the world, and we now go up to a size, I think like 10 or something insane like that. Okay? So there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're jeans made for everyone except Carol. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, so I have some major news to announce. Okay? I quit. Goodbye. I quit. I'm done. Real Housewives of New York. Sayonara. It's been great. You know, a lot of people come up to me and they say, Bethany, you're so famous. Why are you on some stupid TV show? And I say, you know what? It's to support other women. And you know how I support other women? I sell them alcohol and jeggings, basically. Jeggings with crystals on them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important for me that I support them by having them support me financially. And then I, sometimes say hi to them, you know? So, anyway, I wrote something on my Instagram, but in case you didn't get to see it, here's what I wrote, okay? I want to take a moment to write a personal note to you. By you, I mean all of you people here, of course, who I love very carefully, except for you, Carol. I am so grateful for you. So grateful for you, except Carol, of course, for sticking with me through everything. You started this journey with me, except for Carol, in my tiny apartment in my late 30s, wondering what would happen to me. I was broke, single, had no family, had no idea what the future held. I liked Jill Zarin. I mean, it was a crazy time.
Who helped her? She was in that 30-year-old little apartment. And who helped her? Me, Jill Zarin. Do I ever get any thanks? No. Was I told she's leaving the show? No. I've got one thing to say to you, Bethany.
Whoa. I remember when Bethany had that small little apartment. It was just her and Cookie, the dog she never took care of, okay? She had that boyfriend named Jason, but not the Jason that she later married and ruined his life. This is another Jason who hated her so much, he left her and was like, never talk to me again. And I was like, whoa, you always push away all the men and your friends in your life, unlike my daughter / best friend Avery, who just is so popular, okay?
Yeah, that's why I walked her across the bridge, okay? I walked her off the bridge to tell her she was going to die alone, and I also wanted to show her someplace that she could sleep under when she was officially broke because she was a poor person, okay?
Okay, all right. I still got a statement to read here, okay? So, I had big dreams, and I never stopped. But honestly, I didn't know if I would ever get here, okay? So, you know, you all helped me get here. And by you, I don't mean any one of my cast members. I don't mean any one of the crew. I just mean the people who actually, like, tuned in and watched, okay? You all helped me get here. And I would read your letters and messages and say, who the fuck are these people? Why are they writing me messages and letters? Like, what's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, I'd like to especially thank the lady who keeps emailing me using envelopes with fish on the cover. Like, that's real hilarious, okay? You're really hilarious, Marion from Albuquerque, okay? I find that really hilarious. Look at me taking a joke.
Yeah, super funny. I thought it was hilarious. You know what I did with your letters? I threw them at Puerto Rico, okay? I said it. I did it. Now people in Puerto Rico can feel like they're loved, okay? That's what I did.
So you guys, you know, I would read your letters, your messages, and I would grow from your struggles. Like, when you got poor, I would get rich, okay? Like, when you got sick, I would get healthy. It was amazing. It's amazing how it works. Keep writing, okay? Because it's like opposites day. You're like, Bethany, my skin looks like shit. And then my answer was, well, hello, my skin looks wonderful. You know, it's like opposites day. It's wonderful. So just keep emailing me, desperados, okay? Just keep emailing me out there. Never forget.
But the person I want to thank the most is myself. Because without myself, I never would have had the idea to find myself a nutcracker, which I did find by myself. Thank you. Thank you, me. Thank you, me.
I would like to thank all the gays in the world, especially the gays that know Dorinda, that didn't help me find that nutcracker. Okay? Thank you. I thank you to myself. Good for me. I wish there was an award made out of a nutcracker because I would be accepting it right now. All right? Literally, what are you going to do?
Like, literally, you know what I want to do right now? I actually want to crack some nuts. That's what I want to do. In fact, that's why I'm quitting, because I want to just go. So the reason why I'm really quitting is because I signed a multi-million dollar deal with Mark Burnett of Survivor and Shark Tank fame. And what I'm going to be doing is going to be producing new shows. And the first show I'm going to produce is called, it's not called Shark Tank, it's called Eel Tank. And basically what we do is we stick Dorinda in a tank with a bunch of electrical eels and see how long she lasts, okay? I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, and then we're going to start a show called Eel Housewives of New York City, and it's not going to be about, like, housewives. It's going to be nothing like the show that's on now. It's going to be about six over-the-hill eels, okay, who just keep getting shocked. All right? Yeah. So, you know, stay tuned. I'm going to be doing totally, totally new things. I was thinking about doing a show about six women who live in a brownstone, but not the same brownstone. They all live in different brownstones. And they're not housewives because they're not all married, but they want to be housewives. So, you know what? I might as well just call it housewives. All right, there you go. Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I'm actually going to cast members from the singing group Brownstone to be in the show Real Brownstones of Brownstones, starring Brownstones. And I just want to mention that, like, one of those women is going to become very successful and have a child against all odds and have a terrible ex-husband and then leave the show and become very successful. And we're all going to like her the most because we do like her the most. Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to pave the way for many women to achieve their goals. I'm excited to be so inspiring to so many women. I would like to thank all the women out there for letting me inspire them. You know, I would like to thank all of the pets out there who let me inspire them. You know, I would like to thank all the men out there who let me inspire them. Heck, even the dead men. Even people in heaven, I've inspired people in heaven. So, you know what? You're all welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be like this, okay? Because I'm amazing. Let's face it.
Ms. Frankel, we actually have some questions from the media. Are you ready to accept any questions? Are you ready?
Whatever.
All right, here's the first one.
Go ahead.
Wow, would you believe it? Someone's moving on. Here's my question. Now that you're going to start your own shows, who are you going to get to inspire you to steal their haircuts?
Oh, wow. Look at that. From a woman who's just taken on a job that's been done by someone named Shecky Green. Okay, what are you going to tell me about new haircuts now, please?
Well, as a great singer once sang, I'm moving on. Da 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 with a Bethany, da 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 da, but with Cabaret, da 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 da.
Had to get Cabaret in there. Listen, Billy Hole, okay, you're a loser. All right, I'm done with you. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Next time you're getting bologna sandwiches thrown down your face. Okay, don't call me for $6 million. Next, is there anyone else?
I do want to mention real quickly before we take this question that I am going to be producing a new show called You're a Sicko for Cabernet. It's about wine tasting. Thank you very much. Okay, question. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is one of our contestants from the show. Yes.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Dorinda. Hi. What's going on? What's the question?
What
you got 30 seconds.
Do you think about aerobics in the 80s?
I mean, like, I like it, and I like that I brought it back by teaching an aerobics class this season on Real Housewives of New York. Yeah, I'm
favored. Hey, wait a minute. Okay, you know, Bethany, you my love. Bethany, I'm sorry. Why can't we just be friends, Bethany?
You know what? You're very hot and cold. Which is also going to be the name of a new show I'm going to be producing called You're Very Hot and Cold. It's basically going to be about Dorinda touching things that are hot and cold, and she tells us if they're hot and cold. It's very exciting.
That's a great idea. You know what? I do that every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Is there any more questions out there? Any more questions out there? Come on. Whoa. Someone's got to have a question.
Hi. I've got a question. This is Ramona Singer from Ramona News Weekly. Okay?
Yeah, I know who you are, Ramona. All right.
Bethany. Yeah. Now that you'll be making TV shows for someone else, do you think you'll be able to maintain a human relationship at some point in your life?
What the hell kind of loaded question is that? Yeah, I mean, I have human connection. It's with Mark Burnett. Have you ever heard? Okay, listen, maybe he's done some things since his past. Maybe he's a huge Trump supporter. Maybe he was accused of, I don't know, hurting someone in the back. What do I know? You know what Mark Burnett is? He's a survivor. I'm a survivor. You know, he hosts a show. I host a show. He has a trailer. I have a trailer. You know what? That's it. Like, do you need a more human relationship than that of the one between a thin woman and her trailer? No, you don't.
You know, Bethany? Even though we're often at odds because you're so terrible and I am actually a better person than you are, I have to say I'm very proud of you, okay? Because you are a terrible person and it's hard for people to take chances on terrible people, okay? And it's just such an honor that one of the major, like, icons of comedy, Mark Burnett, has decided to stop tugging on his ear and give you a chance. So congratulations and kadoos.
Yeah, that's Carol Burnett, and you're an idiot, and I hope that you don't get sued by the guy who did your kitchen named Mario, who you were obviously sexually assaulting. Okay? Any more questions over there? Anywhere?
I have a questions.
All right, you.
Could you be my friend?
Listen, lady, you know what? One of the reasons I left the show is because my suitcase got spray tan on it. Okay? Like, they wouldn't put it in the budget for me to have cover from spray tan. You're a disgusting person. You know, we were helpful, but you need to learn to speak off mic. Get out of here, Barbara. No one likes you. All right. Anybody else?
I have a question.
Okay, okay.
I have a question.
All right, You. The one who's dressed like a little dolly from 1940. You.
Hi, Bethany. It's me, Tinsley Mortimer. You might know me from television's Tinsley Mortimer Show. And then later, The Real Housewives. I have a question.
Yeah, okay. Ask it already, okay? Your eggs are drying up as we speak.
How long do eggs last? My eggs!
Well, I think that for, like, most women, they last for, like, a pretty long time. But I think in your case, they probably just, like, you know, they probably died out of sadness, okay? So, you're probably dried up, and your best bet right now is to get a cactus.
Okay, I want to have my own news conference now. What about that?
Okay, in that case, I will cede the podium to this awful person who is actually in the process of pushing me off, and I am falling, and I have broken my arm.
Get off! Get away! You're disgusting. Okay, hi everyone. It's me, single, ready to mingle, Ramona Singa. Whoa! Okay, I just wanted to tell you how I feel about this whole thing, okay? I respect the fact that Bethany has decided to go on with other NDAvers. Bethany found love in her life, and it's so fantastic that she'll be taking the time to grow that relationship away from the cameras to explore other business opportunities, which are also probably on cameras, because Bethany's a fame whore, okay? I'm only disappointed that Bethany did not inform her co-stars that she's not coming back to the show. Whoa, Bethany, you don't support...
Hi, I've got a question from the Morgan Letters periodical.
Hi, lady who poops on jitneys. What can I say to you?
Hi, here's my question. Now with Bethany being gone, will we still have access to a Nigerian football team off of Saint-Tropez?
Oh my God, Sonia, give it up. This girl lives in a different time zone, okay? Go have lunch with President Truman, okay? Look, seriously. I'm worried about you.
I have a question for you, Ramona. Why are you so goddamn awful all the time?
What are you talking about, you singing voice? Whatever, I'm like rubber and you're like glue, and whatever you say bounces off me, hits Tom, and screws you, and then leaves you, okay? How do you think about that? Okay, I'm going to finish my sentence, okay? This is my thing that I'm going to say. Okay? Bethany found life away from cameras, okay? I am only disappointed that Bethany did not inform her co-stars that she's not coming back to the show. Because when she left in season 4, we found out through the press she was doing a spinoff, Bethany Getting Buried. Whoa, look how that worked out. Called it on the bridge. She was just upset we never congratulated her, but we were upset she never told us. That's how we feel now. There's a commodity among us as a cast. Love us, hate us, not like us. We're a team, okay? So to hear this from the press and not through her is very upsetting. I wish her well, though, okay? Because the show's a machine, and it's going to continue on. We're just a cog in a wheel. No one is irreplaceable, including you, Luann.
Oh, well, if you get to have your say, then I want my say. I'm taking over this press conference.
Oh, God. Okay, go for it, Luann. Go, Luann!
First of all, I want to thank everyone for showing up at my cabaret. You all are wonderful. It's so amazing to see so many Lou heads in the audience here. Oh, please, stop taking pictures. Too much. Too much. Anywho, this is a very trying time for us as we have lost a vital member of our cast. Of course, I'm referring to my boa. Don't know where that is. Could someone find that? Thank you. Anywho, I would also like to release a statement about Bethany leaving, and here's what I have to say. It's always sad to be a member of the Housewives. It's always sad to see a member of the Housewives family go, ha! Except for Carol Radsville, especially a fellow OG, which, as we all know, stands for Old Gangster. Bethany Franklin and I have certainly had our ups and downs, and I choose to remember the ups, like the time she came to my cabaret and I was so wonderful, or the time she stole my haircut and looked so much better because of it, or the time that she supported me in my marriage and tried to occasionally take me down, and I said, no, I won't have it, and then ultimately I became stronger because of it. I'll remember those ups. But I'm wishing her nothing but the best in her next chapter. And whatever failures may come of that next chapter, congratulations. I'll see you in a non-cabaret space because you don't appreciate the art form. Bye.
I've actually come up with a song for Bethany. It's from a musical that I was asked to star in a movie. Now, you'll hear about this in the news soon, but the musical is Cats. And I would like to sing this song to Bethany as she
memory,
walks towards that giant limo.
Only have bad memories of Bethany.
The song, my favorite song from this show, which I get to sing as a solo, is na 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 na.
Oh.
Wow, that was quite a press conference.
Wow.
You know, look at all those ladies in front crying. And
wow.
The construction workers have even stopped to watch that. That is...
What a conference. I feel very satisfied. I feel like I really see what the future holds for these people. Wow, so exciting.
So I went on the news and on Instagram. I went to talk to our old faithful housewife, Sashol Medea, to see what all the ladies were saying. Because the only statement that I had read was the one I just read of Ramona's, where she's like, "Whoa, thanks a lot for telling us." Because apparently this happened right before shooting. Some people say hours before shooting. Some people say a week before shooting. So this was obviously kind of a last-minute decision. Which usually means money of some kind, money disputes, or was waiting for more money or whatever. But we don't know. So I went to check other Instagrams to see what was going on. And Luann's was the first, which you posted. So Luann said something nice, which I thought was really nice. Tinsley just showed herself in big, gigantic earrings. Like, first day of shooting! Ah! Sonia was showing a clip of her and Ramona trying to install an air conditioner in the Berkshires trip. I guess reminding
Makes
us
sense.
That they're still funny without Bethany.
Yes, that's actually true. And it is true.
Yes. And then Dorinda just posted a picture of her getting ice cream with John. And John's like,
I'm with my favorite two babies.
And John probably just posted a picture of Souvlaki.
And Dorinda.
Yeah, so that's all I could find. No one else is bitching yet.
Yeah, not yet. By the way, I also want to just let listeners at home know that Ronnie and I record remotely, and we're having a few little connection issues. So it should be fine when you listen. But if you hear anything, like, don't be panicked. Skype is very upset about Bethany leaving too. Ronnie, how do you feel about Bethany leaving? What this means for the show?
Well, I've had a very long love hate with her. I think she was awful when she came back and just a monster of a human being. And I'll never forget how she told off Sonia and that cheater brand fight. No. I thought that was just awful and embarrassing. And I hate how she sits at the reunion and answers everyone's questions for them and acts like she's the boss of everything at all times. Like, you know, I have my issues, but this year, Bethany had a really good year. She really learned to balance just being an awful human being with also being really hilarious again. And so I will miss her. I think this has been the best cast ever. And we had 2 years in a row with this cast. And now it's going to change. And I'm scared. Like, we're going to go back to the season where we got Carol and Heather and Kristen, which was still a pretty good season once it got going. But it's just scary, you know. For us, it's just so much easier and more fun to have this original cast. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I agree. I think that when you talk about Bethany, it's a range of emotions. I mean, when she came back, I also thought that she was pretty awful. Like, you know, the original Bethany was fun, and she was like us, and was like, who are these crazy bitches, you know? And then she came back, and at that point, she'd had massive success, she'd had a talk show and all this stuff, and there was, like, almost, not really an arrogance, but you almost felt like she was too big for her britches, and she was, like, doing all of us a favor. But ultimately, that kind of subsided, and at the end of the day, through her ups and downs, the one thing that could never be, like, put against Bethany is that she never, she was always... I always felt like she was totally honest about, like, what she was going through. And I think that's why she, at the end of the day, no matter what side we were getting, the arrogant side, the lovable side, whatever. It's why she's always been so compelling, because she just lays it out there. She's not afraid. She's not afraid to say things. And at the end of the day, she's kind of just like, there's a reason why she is like an elite level Real Housewife. She's just massively compelling to watch no matter what. And the show will be totally fine without her. It was fine without her. I hope people still have faith in the show. But it is unfortunate, because the chemistry in the cast is just so fabulous right now.
Yeah, love or hate a housewife. A housewife like Bethany, you just got to respect what they bring to the show. And I do.
Yeah.
And I'll miss you, Bethany, until, 2 years when all your shows fails and you come back.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually actively mad at Mark Burnett, because I feel like he stole her away from us. I feel like that's like not cool. And I'm mad at Bravo for not ponying up more money, because just because New York just has amazing chemistry. I mean, just even the dynamic just between Bethany, Ramona, and Luann is so fascinating to watch. You know, the way that, like, Bethany and Ramona are, like, the ultimate frenemies on TV. And then there's this also a weird frenemy situation with Luann. And, like, the three of them have such a fascinating dynamic. And so it's sad to see, like, a piece of that taken out.
Yeah, a piece is missing. And then, Mark Burnett isn't the classiest guy in the world either.
No, he's not.
So sometimes that's like, great. It's like, be there for other women. And then it's like, you're going to go work with Mark Burnett. Yikes.
Yeah, I hope she comes back. I mean, she also had like a tough year. She was going through mourning and all that stuff. And I'm hoping that this is just a manifestation of some of that grief. And that then once her head clears, she comes back to us. Because this is Bethany's best, like, arena. Okay. Like, her talk show, not great. Other things she's done, not great. Skating with celebrities or whatever she did, not great. But she shines on this show. She shines when she's part of an ensemble. She actually shines, because in other areas it's just too much. But I hope she comes back. And we act as if like she's the only noteworthy person on the show. I mean, New York has so many icons. I mean, every single cast member, even Tinsley, has come up, and they would be the stars of their own individual ensemble shows. And so the fact, there's like an embarrassment of riches on New York, so we will be fine. We will get through this together, everyone.
Yeah, I thought it was funny in the Ramona article. Like, you could tell that Ramona just straight up called them, because it said, Singer, who is also an OG of the show and hasn't taken any years off, says this. I was like, oh God, Ramona, it's so shady.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there from the beginning, and I didn't take any time off, okay?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, is Ramona the... I mean, I wonder... Someone has to do the stats, right? Like, Vicky obviously has the longest unbroken streak, but now that she is a friend of, I think Ramona will be the next one who would be able to claim that, right? Because
Ramona and the Countess.
No, because Luann was a friend of for season 5. So the craziest. It's
oh, that's right.
So
that's
weird
right.
to think that Luann was ever a friend of, but she was. It was because she was going.
Oh, so yeah, I guess she would get knocked off that.
Yeah, she doesn't have
OG
an unbroken
thing, even though she was there.
Yeah, she is an OG, but she was.
Oh well, that sucks.
I know.
No fair.
But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. The show always does well. I have utter faith in it. We're talking as if, like, literally, like, there was a national disaster. But I guess it is for us.
Well, the internet broke down. And also, Lisa Vanderpump, this is how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is how you get your much-deserved goodbye.
Yes.
You know? You actually do it the right way and quit. Not during the middle of the season, then refuse to show up for a reunion.
Absolutely.
So, there.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump lost a lot of respect for her for the way she handled her last season. I'm just going to say it. I lost a lot of respect for her. Because then we were stuck with bullshit.
Right. Okay, so let's jump into some mailbag.
Yeah.
We've got lots of mailbag today, so we thought this very special episode would be a great time to jump into some.
Yeah, we're going to jump into some whole big exciting mailbag. Here it goes. Well, theoretically, the music would play, but of course it didn't play right now because clearly iTunes is just so shocked. Well, iTunes, I can't believe it. Like, this is the first time we've ever dedicated an entire episode to the mailbag, and you don't even play your theme song, okay? I'm sorry, but you're the one who should be quitting and work for Mark Burnett. Okay.
Okay.
So, we're just going to go through a bunch of these questions and, like, have fun with it. So, let's start with Michael Horn, who we just adore. Oh, we should say, by the way, Crappin's Mailbag is Basically, you write in questions and comments or whatever, and we read them right here on the show. It's a Patreon tier, so go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens if you want to participate the next time we do this. So, Michael Horn says, Bin Bin Ronnie, if you had to rewatch an entire season of any Bravo show, what season would you choose? And I should also add that Skara, she chimed in and said, I would say Gaga Girls.
Oh, gosh. Probably, for me, Princesses Long Island, because really? I think that that show, while it was on, seemed like it was aged, like it had been shot 10 years before, or in the 80s or something. And I think now it would totally look like a period piece.
There'd be a harpsichord playing in the background. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's a hard question. Because there's like, I mean, I would love to go back and watch Gaga Girls and Princesses and honestly Game of Crowns. But then, like, Vanderpump Rules Season 2, kind of iconic. And then Real Housewives of New York Season 3, that's, like, probably... I think that one is the one that's, like, the best one of all time. I probably would do Real Housewives of New York Season 3.
Yeah, that's the first season I started watching.
Yeah, that was the big Bethany and Jill fallout where Bethany quit the first time. So I think I would do that one.
Yeah, that's the first season I watched, and that's why, of that show. And that's why I never liked Jill, because I could see that Jill was just being a little butthead to try and get attention at the beginning of that. So I didn't have love for her from that friendship that they had before that.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. And yeah,
yeah, I would probably go watch the first two seasons of that just to, like, I guess, you know, try and feel some Jill love at some point in my life. I feel like it's a stage that everybody has to go through at one point as a Housewives watcher, fan.
Yeah, people forget that, like, for the first two seasons, people loved Jill Zarin. Like, she was beloved. She was a top-tier housewife. I loved her. And those two seasons were great, too. And now Jill Zarin is just known for being, like, thirsty and craven. And, you know, people forget that we loved her at some point, you know?
Yeah, I never had that moment, so it feels like something I should experience
at some
point.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Jim from Football Social Daily, and thank you to Acast for picking us as the latest Acast Recommends podcast. Football Social is a new football podcast on the block, the only daily Premier League-focused podcast with all the latest news, analysis and gossip from the greatest football league in the world. And with a new episode out every day, it means we're always on the ball with the latest action from the Premier League. Find us in Acast or wherever it is you find your podcasts. Just search Football Social Daily and click subscribe.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this question comes from Glenetta Krause. Which international housewife should move to Beverly Hills to replace LVP?
I think
you start, Ben.
I mean, I think there's only like one true answer to that. Like, it's so easy to me. And her name is Gina. And she's from Melbourne.
That's what I say. Gina Medina. Gina from Melbourne.
Gina comes over to Beverly Hills and says, get out of my city right this instance. I'm taking over and I'm going to run this city. Gina on Beverly Hills is actually the casting fix that we never even knew we needed. And that is so perfect. And now that that's in my head, that's all I want.
I'm a barrister. Don't try and put something past me, PK.
Could you imagine?
Listen here, girly. Your house is a rental. No one has a housewarming for a rental. Now tell this rental document, get out of me.
Dorit Kimsley, you're an insignificant ass here. That would be... So she would, first of all, she'd call them all cut fitnesses, left and right, and they'd get all mad. You know, they'd be like, I can't believe she said that about me. And she'd be like, what's the big deal? It's not, it's just the C word. We're all C words, aren't we all?
I would love to watch her take down both Kyle and Teddy.
Oh my God, Gina against Kyle would be, she would just sit there in her interviews and say, these two women are chattering on like a bunch of raccoons. Like, I want to hear that. A bunch of Eddie experts over there.
Yeah, and Teddy would be like, I'm going to need you to be accountable for what you said. All right, take it down. You got a note? You got a note pen and a notepad? All right, here's what I'm saying. Fuck you, you cut fitness. How about that? Take that to the bank, you con woman.
Oh my God, like, I'm not even joking, Ronnie. Can we start a movement to get Gina onto the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? That is the most perfect casting of all time. I've never had, you know, people all the time are saying, oh, they should move so-and-so from this franchise to Beverly Hills or this person from there. It is Gina. Gina from Melbourne. She needs to be on the show.
She does. And we're owed something, Bravo, because we covered all first three seasons of Melbourne. It's some of our best recaps, I think. Yeah. It was definitely one of the most fun things to ever recap. And then they stopped showing it in the U.S., and it has been amazing from what I hear. And I keep wanting to just download it and watch it, you know, be done with it, because I miss it. But I know that the second I do that, they're going to be like, and now Real Housewives of Melbourne comes back to Bravo. But
yeah,
something happened. They were supposed to air last summer.
Yeah, they even had a thing on screen. I remember. I was like, it's official. It's coming back. Because they said it's coming back.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened with licensing or whatever. But I'm still upset about it. And Bravo owes us.
You know what? For anyone who is going to BravoCon and you're going to some sort of panel that's like with executives or Andy, well, don't ask Andy Cohen, because here's the thing. We always are like, Andy Cohen, why don't you bring this back? He doesn't have that power. He doesn't have anymore, because he actually stepped away from his executive abilities to do Watch What Happens Live. You can ask him, but he'll just be like, oh, I love that show too. But if you go, if they have a panel that has executives, here are the questions you need to ask. When are you going to air Real Housewives of Miami? Bring back Real Housewives of Miami. When are you going to air Melbourne? And was there another show we needed to come back? Probably. But those are the two priorities right now.
Yeah. Those are the ones I think of.
Yeah. That's a great question, Glenetta. And also, I love your name, Glenetta Krause. I feel like that's like a fictional... I feel like you should be like, you should have your whole line of novels based about on you.
Yes. Okay, the next question is from Tiffany Doyen. Which Bravo celebrities do you think are the most entertaining on social media, and which do you think needs to withdraw completely?
Oh, wow, that's a bold question. I feel like there are a lot who need to withdraw completely, but I can't think of them right now. Like, my brain has just flooded. I mean, I enjoy Dorinda on social media.
Oh, someone sent us an Instagram video that Dorinda had made making eggs. It is the most disgusting shit I've ever seen. And she puts those turning words over it. Says breakfast, and it's just Dorinda like putting eggs, you know, that are already cracked and mixed into boiling water, and then pulling them out with a strainer. And then she's just jiggling them on the strainer. It's like, yeah, you gotta get the wally right there. These are the fluffiest eggs you ever gonna see in your life. It's like, oh God, no.
I mean, Ramona is so entertaining, like unintentionally so, but she is her social media account is like the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. Ramona's hysterical. I think Ramona wins hands down with the best, because anytime you watch it, it's just hysterical. She posted on her account, I didn't mention this when I was talking about who posted what after Bethany announced her thing. The stuff we read from Ramona was from an article, but what she actually posted on her Instagram was her standing there in a pretty dress, and she goes, going out tonight, guess where? And then all the comments were like, to celebrate Bethany being gone. Because you know they yes. were. It was you know it's it. Just hilarious. I mean, I love her. I think someone who really needs to shut their trap on social media, Rinna. Rinna gets herself in so much trouble on social media, and they really downplay it on the show, and they'll give her a chance to be like, well, unfortunately, I tweeted about pills, and it happened to be Lisa's birthday, and I sent her that birthday muffin covered in pills, and her brother died of an overdose. Well, but, you know, I didn't mean it like that. Pills are my thing. Like, she gets in so much trouble.
I think, you know who would be a good one to withdraw would probably be Lala. I feel like Lala, I think we need to have like a Lala rebrand, and that starts with maybe like a social media vacation. You know, it's obviously it's a lot of Well, she got herself into real hot water with 50 Cent a few months ago, you know, because of her social media ridiculousness. So I think she'd be a good one. And probably Sheena. Sheena also could use a social media vacation because it's always, like, these creepy-ass, like, photos of her and selfies. And obviously, you know, her Snapchatting, it brings a lot of drama into her life. Like, what happens if, like, Adam doesn't like my Snapchat? Ah! I feel like there are other ones, yeah, too, who are awful at it, and I just can't think. Probably, like, Thomas Ravenel or, like...
I mean, this one probably doesn't count as an answer, but I would love to see John Sessa shut the fuck up.
I think that counts.
I just feel like my queen can't ever get her reputation back with him trying to fight every battle for her, and it's so annoying to read, and it makes me not like Vanderpump.
Yeah, I know. I agree, because she associates herself and endorses John Sessa, and it just makes you question all of her judgment in general, you know?
Yeah, and he's always fighting her battles. You know, like he went after Denise Richards recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think he's gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
Let's do Dash Cat. You know, Dash Cat always has some good stuff for us. So Dash Cat says, hi, guys. Seeing as you're buddies with several Bravo celebrities, which spill the tea questions have you wanted to ask them as Bravo fans but are afraid to ask because it might alienate them, like asking Ariana what Jax referred to at your Austin show about James, asking Catherine Dennis for details about Thomas Ravenel, asking Miss Patricia anything. That's an interesting question. I mean, I will say this about Ariana first and foremost. Like, I actually don't ever feel any sort of way about it. She's, like, very cool in terms of, like, you could ask her something and she's not going to get crazy, you know? I haven't personally had a situation where there's like, ooh, I'm like dying to ask like Catherine a question, but I'm afraid she might get mad.
Yeah, I'm literally not afraid. I just ask whatever I want. I did ask Ariana what Jax was referring to, because if you guys remember, Jax was like, oh, wait until you see what James does. Wait until you see what he does. There's no coming back from this. And she goes, I don't even know what he's fucking talking about. Nothing. That was her answer. Yeah. And it turned out that was true.
Yeah. And, like, Leanne Locken...
He had nothing on James.
When Leanne Locken's also very much, like so Leanne, like, I mean, I'm, this is theoretical. We didn't even ask this. But, like, if we were, we could have been like, Leanne, did you really, like, do you really know guys who saw, like, Mark at the Roundup getting a blowjob? She would probably either answer as, oh, I just made that up for the fun of it. Or she would say, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I know. It's this one and this one and this one. She doesn't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not saying we never really, I don't think we ever asked her, to be honest, but.
Oh yeah, we did.
We did? I don't remember. See, that's the other problem is that if.
You're so nice. I get right in there and I ask everything, but mostly what I do is I give unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
Because when we first went out with Leanne, I was like, I said, you need to be friends with Carrie. Yeah. And she's like, no, why would I ever be? She didn't like her. And then they became friends and I think it did really help her. And she's like, thank you. 'Cause that was good advice, you know?
Yeah,
and then we're
pretty good about that, about telling people who to fight with. Not that they necessarily have to listen, but we're could you fight with this person? Could you? It's like actually like a terrible thing to say to someone. Hi, oh my god, it's so good to see you. You need to be fighting more. It's like whoever says that.
And on Rinna's first season of Beverly Hills, I told her don't go for Vanderpump. Don't do it. It's going to be a failing battle. And then over the years, when we've seen her, I've said stop going after Vanderpump. I don't like that. And she's like, fuck off. You know, she doesn't care. Like, she doesn't get mad. You can say whatever you want. But, you know, and then she ended up winning. So that goes to show you just never listen to a queen you're having dinner with.
Yeah.
You know, the other. You have to make your own decisions.
It's interesting also because Dash Cat also mentions, like, Catherine Dennis for details about Thomas Ravenel. And it's weird because, like, in a real. When the times that we've encountered Catherine, I honestly haven't really, like, wanted to find out about Thomas Ravenel. Like, it's not, you know, like. Oddly enough, you know, I'm not totally driven by Bravo gossip, and I'm not trying to, like, be like, I'm above gossip. But it's, like, for me, the joy in being a Bravo fan is, like, watching these shows and making fun of them. And then every now and then there's a piece of gossip that's, like, really entertaining that comes through. But, like, a lot of the stuff, that's, like, secondary to me. And so, like my first inclination is not to be like, ooh, I can't wait to like get the real tea from Catherine. It's more just like, oh my god, like I can't wait.
Yeah, neither one of us really care.
Yeah, like it's more like I more want to see what she's like, you know?
Yeah, and Catherine's just always nice, and she's a young, fun girl, so we just go out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never asked about that, but also, like, you never ask anybody about shit like that, because, like, a divorce. How's your horrible divorce
exactly.
going?
Exactly.
We also told Kelly, we saw Kelly a couple weeks ago at Leah Black's, and she's like, you can say on your show that you told me never to be friends with Tamara. Yeah. I didn't listen to you. Because when I first met her, I said, do not be friends with that possum face. She will totally betray you. And she's like, no, she's nice. And I was like, no, she's not. Listen to me on this, okay? She's like, yeah. No. And so that was nice. You know, it's nice, like, getting a little credit sometimes years down the line.
And it's not to say that we don't try to get the tea, because sometimes it's contextual, right? Like, when you get to know someone better, or if the vibe of the conversation is what it is. So, like, we've for sure, like, obviously, as people who've listened to the podcast know, like, we know Leah Black, and, you know, we've gone to her house, and she's, like, a really good friend of the podcast. So with her, like, we have no problem being like, so what was the deal, like, especially, like, right after her last season wrapped, we're like, what was the deal with Adriana? Are you guys, like, not friends anymore? Is this for real? And she's like, oh, wow, she betrayed me. I'm like, Marisol, well, that bitch. And then it's like, when you can see that someone's, like, wants to spill the tea, well, then it's, like, fun, because then you're like, oh, yeah, tell us about this and tell us about this. And, you know, usually it happens. But, you know, it's for me, and I think for you too, Ronnie, we sort of, like, wait for those social cues. Because we know if you just come in, like, tell us about this person, tell us about that person, then we just sort of look like desperate, or like we're not interested in, like,
yeah, we don't want to be like gossip. John Blizzards, you know?
Yeah.
We're just, like, going out there having fun.
Yeah.
So it's, like, nice to meet people. And some of them are just really gossipy anyway. I mean, Patricia told us a lot of shit that we, you know, she never said don't say anything, but you don't walk away, like, saying anything, because then you turn into a blizzard.
Yeah, we don't want to be John Blizzard. And also, on top of that, like, we're actually in a unique position because we have this podcast where, you know, we, at the end of the day, we're, like, Bravo fans, right? And so, like, part of it is, like, it's exciting to meet these people for me, because, of, like, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm still like, oh, I watch them on TV. It's, like, really cool. But also, like, you know, some of these people have taken a shine to us, and they've, like, really opened themselves up to us. And we are, like, we, like, draw, like, a really, like, we do draw a line. We're, like, you know, they will tell us things, and we don't just, like, automatically run to the podcast and splurt it out. Because we think that, ultimately, it's more valuable to have these sort of relationships, and we still go in on them, etc. And then, like, the by having these relationships, we have these things, like, where sometimes they come onto our shows, or that they do things where they interact with our listeners, and we are not about just, like, burning all these bridges the moment we get them.
Well, and it's also sometimes they're telling us stuff so they hope that we will go say something, because it's against someone that they don't like, you know. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to be dragged into that shit either. You know,
yeah.
Where it's like getting in the middle of real fights. Like, our life is so weird and fun that it's just fun to see people every once in a while and go have a good time. You know, we don't really get a ton of it.
And we just not the type of people that, like, you tell us something and the first thing we do is just, like, run and just, like, announce it from the mountaintops. So, because that's who we are. Okay, next question.
So Lola says she wants to hear a whole episode of both of us talking in our Southern Charm Nola Kelsey voices.
Well, that can be arranged.
We cannot do an entire episode of it.
We can do it starting right now. For the next 30 minutes, I will speak exclusively like this, assuming that you propose to me in the next 30 seconds.
If you do not propose to me in 30 minutes, then I will give you another 30 minutes. And if you don't propose in that 30 minutes, I will expect you to propose in the next 30 minutes.
Hey, Ronnie, do you ever think that Kelsey does not find our voices entertaining? Because I just realized she never tweeted at us or said, oh my God, you guys are hilarious. So she probably sits there and gets very angry every time we do these stupid voices of hers.
Well, as I would say to anybody from these shows, they're not made for you. Turn this fucking off right now, stupid.
Okay, so then we have a question from Allison. She says, hello! Have you ever thought about doing a Behind the Music podcast, since there are so many since there are so many people that have joined the gang since the beginning episodes. I know we would all love to hear the story of how you guys met, how the podcast started, funny follies, and it's not too far from your 1,000th episode. We actually did an entire episode on this.
Did we?
And yeah, and talked about it. And we'll have to find that and post it for you, because we've already done that.
Was that?
It was a while back. We did a whole bonus episode on it, like how we met.
Really?
And how it started. Yeah, so I'll look for it and post the link to it.
I mean, girl, you know my favorite thing to do is talk about myself. So if people want us to sit and talk about like how we got to where we are, I'm always down for it.
Yeah, well, we have one, so I'll find it. I'll find it and post it for you. Yeah. So Elizabeth Fierros asks, if you guys ever got sick of each other and had to start a new podcast, no! Which Bravo celebrity would you choose as your co-host? A, Season 1 Camille, B, Countess Luann, or C, Pre-Prison Teresa, or D, Brittany from VPR?
Why?
I'd choose Season 1 Camille and dedicate the whole podcast on shading Kyle Richards. Love you guys.
Why, Elizabeth, why are you giving us such terrible co-hosts? Why would you do this to us?
I mean, Camille would just agree with everything we said, then fight with us about everything we said.
She would basically be just like a very like silky smooth Robin Quivers.
No, it's so such a good point, and welcome to the podcast.
So what you're saying is you're glad to be here, and so upsetting. I'd be like, why, Camille, why are you so upset every time we do the podcast?
The Countess Luann would just talk about herself. We'd be like, hey, so what do you think about Lisa, you know, the fight with Lisa Vanderpump and all the girls? She'd be like, well, there's a song about it I can tell you about. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Well, I try with a little help from my friends. Yes, a little try with a little help from my friends. Do you need any cabaret?
Okay, Luann. All right. I think Pre-Prison Teresa is like a not a... I don't think any version of Teresa is podcast friendly.
No, pre-prison Teresa would come on our show and be like, you got any different microphones? Blink, blink, blink. I don't want a used one.
I don't want to talk about camps or what Joe's going to ways and stuff. Let's talk about Melania. She's going to be a singer some days.
And Brittany from VPR, I mean, what's she going to talk about? Like, that girl, what has she ever talked about?
She will talk about everything and nothing all at once. You'll be like, so, Brittany, the craziest thing happened today. Oh, yeah, me too. The craziest thing happened to me, too. I was at the supermarket. I was like, Jax, I'm at the supermarket. Should I get some cheese? And he was like, what do you want cheese for? I was like, well, I love cheese. He's like, well, you better be making me a sandwich. I was like, how many sandwiches does one man eat? But I made him a sandwich anyway, because he really likes sandwiches, actually. And so, like, he had, like, three, but then, like, even gas and such, you know? So he had to go to the bathroom, and he was like, poop. And I was like, close that door! I was like, okay.
Okay, and you want to take one more for today?
One more. Okay, Richie D. Do you have any strange TV crushes from your childhood that have had a lasting impact? He said, I had a crush on TV's Alice, Linda Lavin. And I'm always oddly attracted to my waitresses. That's a great question. Man, my crushes... Ronnie, I'll let you start.
My first TV crush was Linda Carter from Wonder Woman. I just thought she was the most beautiful thing in the world. I would dream about her. I thought I was going to get married. That's why I bring up sometimes on this podcast that terrible show she was on with Lonnie Anderson. I think it was called Partners in Crime. And I even watched that. And I was a kid, but I just loved her. I thought she was so beautiful.
Yeah, I had... Okay, I think my first distinct crush was on He-Man. You know, great body. I know I really wanted to be friends with... It was more like I wanted to be friends with He-Man. I don't think I had a sexual... probably was sexual. What am I saying? But He-Man, big into He-Man. And then... I don't think that has had a lasting... Well, I should say it has had a lasting impact, because that body type, I do enjoy a He-Man body type. And then... I had a weird crush on Joe from Facts of Life, I think, and which I don't even know I don't know how to expand upon that, but I did. And then I think I believe I had one on Michael J. Fox, which I think is a fairly standard you know, child of the 80s crush. And I feel like there were some other ones, like, I seem to remember there was, like, there was a show called Misfits of Science that Courtney Cox was on, and I think there were some guys on there who I had crushes on. But again, it was more like, it was cool that they had special powers, and I think I was more like, I wanted to be with them. I wanted to be, like, cool with them. So I'm just going to settle.
I think the only guy that I ever had a crush on when I was a kid was on Saved by the Bell, Zach.
Oh, for me, well, Mario Lopez I had a crush on. But I was trying to go.
Yeah, I thought Zach was so cute. And I'm, like, still upset later in life that he's not as cute as he was back then, you know?
I think he's grown up.
That was my first lesson, and adulthood really changes you.
I think Mark Paul Gosselaar has actually aged very, very well. I mean, they both have. Mario Lopez is he's ageless, okay? Although his fillers are starting to show a little bit. But, man, did I have a crush on Mario Lopez. Wow.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of this very special mailbag. We've still got tons of questions in here, which we'll get to next week, but just wanted to drop a special episode to cover the Bethany news, get some of these in there, because we're short a show this week.
I think it's a great idea, Ronnie. And, let me remind everyone, so we're going to be doing our Crappins Hangout on Tuesday, but Google Hangouts are a thing of the past now that it has been dismantled. So we are going to do it in conjunction with Discord. And what we've done is we have created Discord roles for people who are at the Crappins Hangout level. So you now have access to the Hangout chat channel on Discord. So go check out Patreon. You may have even gotten like an email. I'm not sure. And we're going to integrate video as part of it in some way, form. But just bear with us because it's Crappins. And one of the things that we're known for is technological issues. So just bear with us. But make sure you sign up on Discord and get yourself all set up so that way you're ready for Tuesday.
And of course, live show tickets, all of our dates are over on watchwhatcrappins.com, and so are tickets to merch. So go over there and get those. We will talk to you next time. Love you guys.
Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
I'm Jim from Football Social Daily, and thank you to Acast for picking us as the latest Acast Recommends podcast. Football Social is a new football podcast on the block, the only daily Premier League-focused podcast with all the latest news, analysis and gossip from the greatest football league in the world. And with a new episode out every day, it means we're always on the ball with the latest action from the Premier League. Find us in Acast or wherever it is you find your podcasts. Just search Football Social Daily and click subscribe.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.